4 CBA Mobile.
CA, this is Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Yankee Romeo.
Good afternoon. I didn't get your call, but this is KB4 CBA, and the name is David.
Hey, David, this is Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Yankee Romeo, and my name is Rich, and I'm up here in Bakersfield.
Yeah, Rich, I believe we have talked before. I'm out making a couple of runs for my wife, and she's got two of our grandsons. She's got her hands full right now.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah, your voice sounds familiar. I do recall you. Hey, man, are you one of the guys who was in the Navy, a P3 guy?
No, sir, that wasn't me.
P3s.
I've talked to several people that have been in the Navy, and we talk about airplanes and different things, so... I love some of the old airplanes, especially the props they used to fly in World War II.
Pretty cool stuff. In fact, I used to be in the aerospace industry, so I had a bunch of old tech manuals from a Lockheed Constellation. Got in my stuff, and I recently donated it to a group up in Virginia who's restoring Eisenhower's Air Force One. Pretty cool.
That was nice of you to do that, and seems like I heard something about that on the History Channel. I've been on the plane that Kennedy flew on. It's in Dayton, Ohio. Boy, that's a... If you ever get a chance to see all the planes there, it is a sight to see, I'll tell you what.
Years ago, I was there. It is very impressive. Well, Kennedy's plane was a 707, right? Like, tail number 27,000, I think.
I don't know. but that sounds right. I guess what gripped me about the plane was how his wife, you know, wouldn't let, they were going to put him he was in his casket, and they were going to put him in the cargo hold, and she said, no, he's going to fly with me, and they had to take out seats and put him in the passenger area so she could sit there with him.
Yeah, I don't blame her there. It ain't hard to take those seats out, and, I don't think you'd want the president's body in a cargo hold, but, yeah, how about that, huh? They mentioned that up at the tour, up at the Air Force Base?
Yeah, it's on the, I can't remember if this was part of the tour or this is the walkthrough, but anyway, the information's up on, they've got it plexiglass off so you can't, you know, go in the seating area or... I gotta figure out how to. I got a dual bander, and the other 440 repeater I'm listening to is IDN. anyway, you couldn't go in that area. It's plexiglass off. But it was still neat to walk through the plane.
Impressive. Hey, so you're sounding me, you're hearing me pretty okay, huh? I'm on a little handheld Bofang.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little white noise, but it could be, some of that could be on my end, too. And, so, but anyway, jump out of here for a minute. I got to get some push water and this thirsty pony of mine. I'll be back in a minute. KB4 CPA.
Yes, sir. Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Yankee Romeo. I might not be on the radio, but you have a nice day if you don't hear from me again. Thank you. Bye.
KB4 CPA.